Praise God. Open your Bibles with me this morning to Numbers chapter 14. Numbers 14. You know, there's a song that when I was reading this account of the children of Israel, there was a song that came in my mind from back in the day. There was a song that Billy Preston wrote. The song was, "Will It Go Round in Circles?" And it was like, "Will it go round in circles? Will we fly high like a bird up in the sky? I got a song, ain't got no melody." But, you know, when I was singing of that song, the Lord was speaking to my heart. And the question he posed, and I believe the Spirit of God posed this question in my heart, will we go around in circles, or will we choose to fly high like a bird up in the sky? You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary, and they shall walk and not faint." In our text today, in Numbers 14, we find the natural Israel. And so we're going to parallel the natural Israel with the spiritual Israel, which is the church, which is you and I. And we're going to parallel this from what the children of Israel was going through in the wilderness and what we go through as a church. And you'll see that there's a parallel and there's a comparison. So I want you to begin. I want to begin reading with Numbers chapter 14, verse number 30. The 12 tribes, one of each tribe, have gone out in the land for 40 days and searched the promised land. And 10 came back with an evil report, and 2 came back with a good report. Amen. So we're going to begin with verse 30. It says, "Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which he said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and bear your whoredoms, and your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still." I want to focus your attention today for this message this morning on verse number 30 that says, "Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun." The question and the title that the Lord is asking you and I today is, will we go around in circles? We find the children of Israel went around in circles because they had, 1, lack of trust, 2, lack of vision, when in reality, 3, they lacked nothing. Can we lift our word and make a declaration in the house today together? You lift your word with me. Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote it to me. I am everything God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, my ears are open. My heart is receptive. Speak to me, for I am listening. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent your word to this house to accomplish what you sent it here to do. So, Lord, I pray this morning that you speak through this servant, Father God. You speak through me as your vessel, Father God. May I speak what you have to say. And, Father God, may the words, when they're spoken, may they fall on fertile ground. May they accomplish what you sent them to do. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for what's going to be established today and for all that you're going to do and continue to do in this house. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Amen. You know, the children of Israel, God had brought them through some mighty things. And he was always by their side. And he did countless miracles. He brought them through the Red Sea on dry land. They fought the Amaleks. They passed through the Amaleks. And nothing was stopping the children of Israel. But they still lacked faith. And so many times as children of God, we don't have to look back too far to see how much God has done for us in the past. And so many times, why do we get caught so many times not believing that he'll do it in the present and that he'll do it in the future? If he did it before, he'll do it again. Amen? And if he do it again, he'll do it again and again and again and again. You know? So when we're looking at this, what God wants to do is he wants to increase our faith and give us a revelation and an understanding why we're here. Why we're at Greatest Freedom Ministries. You know? God gave a vision to this ministry, just like God gave a vision to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God gave them in vision. And as they were running with vision, they were fulfilling the promise of God. Amen? They didn't go weary in well-doing. They knew in due season they were going to reap if they fainted not. So they kept their eyes on the prize. Amen? All of a sudden, God spoke to Abraham and said, Abraham, you're going to be a father of many nations. Well, it did, by the natural eye, it didn't look like it was going to happen, but we know that Abraham was what? A father of many nations. Amen. So as we allow the Spirit of God to speak to us today, just recognize that God wants to take us someplace. Amen. You know, he wants to take us someplace. He doesn't want us wandering aimlessly around the wilderness like the children of Israel. So one of the things that the children of Israel had, number one, they had lack of trust. Lack of trust. Turn your word with me to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. The writer of Hebrews is writing about this account. In Hebrews 3:14, the word of God says, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not. So we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. You see, because they received the report of the 10 spies and not the report of the 2, they could not enter into the promise. So they ended up for 40 years in the wilderness. Look with me in Numbers chapter 14. Go back to Numbers 14. Verse number 20. The word of God said, and the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because of those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness have tempted me now these 10 times. We have and have not hearkened to my voice. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. Amen? In other words, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. God had come through in so many marvelous and miraculous ways, and all of a sudden, they weren't trusting God. They had lack of trust. They had lack of faith. They had lack of believing that God would do what he said he would do. Amen? And so many times in our lives, we're faced with mountains of adversity, but God wants you to know and realize and retain his word that he said, no mountain that stands before you shall keep you from him. You can say to that mountain, be removed, and it shall be cast down and thrown into the sea, if you believe. If you will, Jesus said, if you believe, all things are possible. You see, the problem with the children of Israel, because of their unbelief and because of their lack of trust, all of a sudden what became is a bunch of murmuring and a bunch of complaining. You know, people that don't have a direction will murmur and complain because they'll stick it, they'll look all around them instead of looking towards the Lord. You know, matter of fact, in Ezekiel chapter 12, the Lord talks to us about Israel. He talks about them being a rebellious people. A rebellious people. Look with me in Ezekiel chapter 12. Don't listen to what I have to say. Let's listen to what the Word of God says. Ezekiel 12, verse number 1. The word of the Lord came also unto me, saying, Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and hear not, for they are a rebellious house. You know, these were rebellious people. You know, all these things that were taking place in front of them, they still didn't see. All these words that God was speaking, they still didn't hear what he was saying. You know, we had a situation Wednesday night where you stood up and you gave a testimony. And give your testimony. Tell me about that man. And so people build up faith in the house. Cancer free. And he was on a special study because his cancer was what?
All over his body.
All over his body. And they considered it incurable, right? Amen. God is good. So when we hear a report like that as children of God, we ought to be jumping up and down and giving God some glory. Hallelujah. You know, I know a bunch of people in here that had migraines all their lives. They don't have migraines anymore. Come on. You know, God wants you to see there's things taking place all the time around you. God's showing his miracles. He's showing his signs and wonders. He's showing his hand around you. Amen. I remember one Sunday you came in here and you couldn't even walk. Hello? You were frozen for how long? 2 weeks? Good move. 21 days. In a moment, what happened? You know, God was doing these things. Man, let me tell you something. You're faced with the Red Sea. There's an army of Egypt coming their way. And all of a sudden, the sea opens up. And there's dry ground, and they cross over to the other side. Man. But they still murmured. And they still complained. Because they couldn't get their eye on the vision. They couldn't get their eye on the prize. They couldn't get their eye on the promise of God. They looked at the circumstance versus the promise. They got their eyes on the circumstance instead of the promise. The circumstance is the circle that you stand in. God says, step out of it. Trust me that I will do everything that I said I would do. He's not a man that he should lie. If God said it, he will do it. Amen? God's doing something right now. God's doing something right now in this house. God's doing something right now in your heart and life. The Holy Spirit is moving in your heart and life even right now, because God has a plan for this day. He has a plan for every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He's got a plan for every day. It's so important for you and I to get in his plan. Amen. Man, get in his program. Amen. You get in God's program, all of a sudden you start walking in favor. You know, the Zechariah said in Zechariah chapter 7, feel something coming. Zechariah 7:11 says, but they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulders and stopped the ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts have sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. You see, they were so caught up in murmuring and not believing. And they were trying, you know, they want the stone. Moses and Aaron, and at that time, Moses and Aaron didn't want to get stoned, okay? You know, they want the stone of death. And I don't say that, I shouldn't make jokes that forgive me, because I shouldn't have even did that. Holy Spirit already corrected me there. Okay. All right, just for checking. Make sure she's okay. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Acts chapter 28. I'm leading it somewhere. The next point's really what I want to talk about, but I just want to build some faith up. And Acts 28, verse 24, and said, the word of God says, and some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken the word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. And he's talking about salvation. He's talking about total healing, sozo healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Complete healing. Amen? You know, God's not a God of part way. God is a God of all the way. You know, Solomon will write in Proverbs 3, and it's a familiar scripture. So what is the Lord saying first? They had lack of trust, but what is he saying to the church? Trust the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Amen? Amen. So that's what he's saying first. See, the children of Israel were told, they were shown by a great hand of God that God would do, but they lacked trust. In other words, they envisioned the adversary bigger than their God. You know, they looked at the adversary as being bigger than our God. Look with me in Numbers chapter 13. Numbers 13, verse number 30. And the word of God says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, and the son of Anak, which come of the giants, and were our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Do you know that song, Barbara Judy? I don't know what the actual name of it is, but it's I made you too small in my eyes.
I have made you too small in my eyes, oh Lord, forgive me.
For I have believed in a lie.
You don't know you?
Okay, that's good. You know, in other words, what had happened to the children of Israel, they made the giants of the land bigger than God. They had made God too small in their eyes. I have made you too small in my eyes, oh Lord, forgive me. Can't get with you and say, for I have believed in a lie that you were unable to help me. And now, O Lord, I've seen my wrong. Heal my heart and make my life strong. And in my heart and in my song, be thou glorified, be thou magnified. In other words,
you are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified, oh Lord, be magnified.
Amen. Now, if you look at that, if you put a magnifying glass on something, it becomes what? It becomes bigger. In other words, we need to magnify the Lord. And a good illustration of this, turn with me to 1 Samuel 17, and we find the account of David that's facing a giant. We all know the giant is Goliath. We know that Saul was afraid of Goliath. We know that David's brothers was afraid of Goliath. We know that everyone was afraid of Goliath. But David, he comes in. He's just a little guy. But he recognized how big his God was. Amen? In other words, you may be small in stature, but we serve a great big God. And in 1 Samuel 17, verse number 37, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of a lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with thee. You know, the Bible says this. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, without vision, the people perish. Look at your neighbor and say, without vision, the people perish. What happened to the children of Israel? They got their eyes off of the vision and they began wandering around. And when they started wandering around, they started murmuring and complaining because there was no vision. I want you to pull out your bulletin today. If you've got a bulletin, I want you to pull your bulletin out this morning. I want you to look at the back of your bulletin. It doesn't have to be from this morning. It's from any morning. It's always on the back of your bulletin. This is the vision for Greatest Freedom Ministries. The vision is Greatest Freedom Ministries is an evangelistic outreach ministry with the purpose to raise up and mobilize soul winners to reach our nations with the saving gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. Greatest Freedom Ministries is a training center for soul winners around the world. It will be an equipping center to help the body grow, be perfected in the image of Christ the Lord, and to send those equipped to reach the world with the love of God. I want you to understand something. If you don't get your eyes on the vision, what the Lord was saying to me is Greatest Freedom Ministries has to start working and walking in the vision that God gave this ministry. Here's some questions he said to me. I was asking the Lord, why isn't the basement done? Why isn't the old purpose building done? Why is that apartment sitting empty back there? He said, because you're not walking in the vision. Because you're not doing the vision. God called us to be an outreach ministry, not an in-reach ministry. We get so stuck on the in-reach, we don't reach out. And God said, reach out, touch someone's hand, and let's make this world a better place if we can. God's called us to arise and to go out. Hallelujah. To reach this nation and this world with the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. He said, if you will not go outside of these doors, all you will do is get your eyes focused on what you don't have. Well, Lord, we don't have this. Oh, we need this. Oh, if we only had that. Give me this, Lord. I need this. We need that. Oh, we need this. We need this. He said, if you get out and do what I called you to do, I'll give you all those things. You want a revival? Start sharing the gospel and bring Jesus to Christ, and he'll fill this place with souls. You know, everybody's looking for God to bring somebody from another church. We're not looking for people from another church. We're looking for people that need Jesus. That's what God's called this ministry to. So God is saying, hey, listen to me. Men's ministry, outreach. Women's ministry, outreach. Children's ministry, outreach. Youth ministry, outreach. Young adult ministry, outreach. Intercessory prayer, outreach. 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 Prime timers, outreach. We're a soul-winning station. That's what this place was donated for. This is what God gave this place for, because he cares about souls. And he's saying, without vision, we perish. We'll be just like the children of Israel. We'll start murmuring. We'll start complaining. We'll see, oh, if we only had this. Oh, Lord, if we only had this great worship leader, we could have everything. Oh, Lord, if we only had a saxophone player. Or, oh, Lord, if we only had this. God said, I gave you all you need. In other words, he's saying, what you doing with what you got? What you do with what you got? Let me say something to you. When God gave the vision and we walked on this barren ground and we prayed on this ground and God supplied everything, it was for the vision. He did not change his mind. I don't serve a schizophrenic God. Hello? Well, the Lord said this. No, I don't think he really wanted me to do this. I think he wants me to do this. Oh, no, I don't think he wants me to do this. I think he wants me to do this. Oh. When that heart is in this place to reach the lost, and it's no more about us four and no more, you'll have to go to 2, 3, 4 services until you get your building. Amen? Because you know what? When it's about souls, gotta draw. Gotta draw. Gotta draw. And if we believe that Jesus is returning soon, man, it's time for this church to arise. It's time for this church to arise and give God the glory. Amen? Amen. He's called us to something great. He's called us to something great, to serve him. What an honor we have. What an honor that God would choose you and I to serve him. Amen. That the King of Kings and Lord of Lords would choose you and I to serve him. Amen. In other words, let's not be like the children of Israel. Let's not complain and about all the things that we don't have. Let's give God some glory for what we do have. Amen? Has God been good to you? Why don't you just give him a shout there? Hallelujah. Hey, let me say something to you. When I was just speaking, so you understand something. This wasn't bad on you. This was shame on me. Shame on me. Amen. Shame on me. Because God gave me the vision. Amen. In other words, and when the Lord came in to speak to me, he didn't beat me up. He came in pure love. You know, he kind of said, well, what you complaining? What you crying for? Do what I called you to do, and I'll bless it. Amen? Amen? Just so I know I'm at the right. How many in this house did God call to be a soul winner? Let me see your hands. I thought we were in the right house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn with me in Numbers. Say amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know the Lord. I'm going to share something with you because some of you might not know. One day we had a board meeting. A board, it was a B-O-A-R-D, not a B-O-R-E-D. We've had some of those too. But we had a board meeting. And we just happened to be standing out here. It was raining outside, and we were all standing right out here in the lobby. We were looking out the window. And all of a sudden, right up on that wall, on the right hand, there appeared the beginning of a rainbow. I had never seen the beginning of a rainbow before. I saw where they were, but I was never actually right there in the beginning of a rainbow. And there was the beginning of a rainbow that went down. And then we looked to the left side, and there was another beginning of a rainbow going out. There was two rainbows crossing out in the front there. And the Lord said that his glory was going to come in and it was going to go out to the nations. Amen. If we're not taking it out to the nations, we're expecting the glory to come in. Me, feel good. Yes, Lord. But if you're not taking it out to the nations, he ain't going to pull the glory in. You know? In other words, if you want the glory to come in, you got to take the glory out. Amen? God's called us to reach the nations. Amen? And it starts in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Amen. So in Numbers chapter 14, verse number 20, and the Lord said, Number 14, verse number 6, it says, Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the Lord, the land which we pass through to search it, is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. So what are you saying? As Caleb had vision. Joshua had vision. They were believing God at the promise. Amen. They didn't see the adversary so big. Amen. And tonight, listen to me. The Lord was speaking to me this week, and he spoke to me, and the biggest stronghold that's upon the house of God and upon the children of God is the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. And God wants to break that stronghold tonight. We're going to have a service tonight about breaking strongholds. And God's going to deliver some people tonight from fear. Amen. And as Joshua and Caleb was speaking to the children of Israel, said, fear not. Fear not, man. We don't have to be afraid. We have got some of the greatest news that anyone could ever hear. Jesus is alive. He paid the price for their sins. They'll remove their sins as far as the east is from west and receive them into the kingdom of God. Amen? We're not to be afraid. Amen? See those 10, they saw giants. But two of them, through vision, saw that there was nothing to stop them. If God said he'll do it, he'll do it. Amen? And God said, not Carl, but God said what he would do through Greatest Freedom Ministries. He proved his hands. We've got this beautiful house that God's provided for us to bring in the lost. And you know who he's looking for? The poor. The brokenhearted. The captives. To preach some deliverance. To open up prison doors. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to set all them captives free. That's why this place is called Greatest Freedom Ministries, because there's no greater freedom than in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. It's not about us. It's about him. Hallelujah. And he establishes this as a house to bring in the lost, to get them delivered, and to get them walking towards the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. And as long as we walk in that vision, God can't help but feed it. Amen. You know, those that didn't believe, yet those 10 spies, they were consumed with a plague at the end of Numbers 14. But the key that God spoke to my heart about is, even with us, you know, because a lot of times I would go to the Lord and I'd say, well, Lord, when you do this and when you do that, or when we get this or we get that, and Lord, when we'll start doing this, when all your glory fills and we have everyone jumping around the house and praising God, and oh Lord, we're going to start doing that then. And he said, excuses, one after another. Keep on talking, you know. In other words, I was jobbing, J-A-B-A, the Lord. Justifying actions. Well, Lord, we'll do this then, and we'll do it that. And Lord, and when I asked the Lord, he said, and I said, well, if we had this, we had this. And he said, son, you lack nothing. I have given you everything you need to fulfill the call of the ministry is already in place. Now, what he is saying is, when we start walking in the vision, things, they'll be at it. Let me tell you something. When we start doing what God's called us to do, there'll be some radical people come from all around the world to get radical with us. Hello? But if we're not radical, they just don't want to come and hang out with us. You know? Come on. Hey, yeah, I'm just looking for something to hang out with. Oh, you know, just want to hang out with you. God is saying to us, if we will follow and walk in the vision that God's called for the ministry and do what God said, that he will pour out his blessings, that there won't be room enough to bear. Amen. You know, I walk down that basement, and I look at that basement, and I say, Lord, 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 I thought this, and I thought that, Lord, Lord, why, Lord, 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 and it's with me, he just kind of goes like this, wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. That's what the children of Israel, wah, wah, you gave me manna and bread. They're in the middle of the desert because they wouldn't believe God. They're in the middle of the desert and he's still feeding them with bread from heaven and water to keep them alive. And they're still going, wah, 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 wah. And that's what he says to me when I get in that place. I walk in that basement, I look at the basement, and the studs are all up, and the walls aren't in there, and I say, why, Lord, why? He says, step out in the vision. Call a vision, because God gave a vision for this ministry. And he will not change his mind. Amen? Now, there might be different personalities that come here, but the vision won't change. Because God gave this. You know what this was? The Lord spoke to an elderly woman on top of the hill. Her name was Ethel Wilfong and Buddy Wilfong. And the Lord said to her one morning, he told her to go and support me and stand behind me as a man of God, that this was going to be a soul-winning station. She called it a soul-winning station. Amen? And this soul-winning station is a place where you can pull into this station and say, fill her up. It doesn't cost you nothing. Fill her up, Lord. We should just call this Greatest Freedom Ministries Filling Station. Hallelujah. Because God wants to fill you and I with the Spirit. And let us walk in the Holy Ghost boldness. Hallelujah. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 2, I'll just close this up here. Deuteronomy 2:7, it says, "For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all thy works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness these 40 years. The Lord thy God has been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing." Nothing. Nothing. We don't have lack because he is our supply. We do not have lack because God is our supply. And we have lack when we take our eyes off of him and we look to ourselves and trust ourselves, and then we get all burned out. You know, I've got a message that's coming up, and the teachers probably get excited about this message. The Lord spoke to me the other day. I was in the park, and he kind of speaks to me there. And the title he gave me is Work. It's not an ugly word. We've made it an ugly thing. Man, I think it's awesome that we get to work for the kingdom of God. What an honor. What an honor that God would take a wretch, a cokehead, a crackhead, all right, like myself. Call me, deliver me, give me his Holy Spirit to minister to people. What a God. Hallelujah. What a God. What a God. Give him a shout. We lack nothing. We lack nothing. We have everything. He has given us all we need. Amen. Man, he's given us a helper, a friend, an advocate. He's given us each other. Amen. There's a lot of people that need Jesus. Amen. There's a lot of people that need Jesus. Praise God. You know, in Joshua chapter 4, as they came across and entered into the promised land, they lacked nothing. Look, your neighbor said that they had lack of nothing. And on Joshua 4:24, the word of God says that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. In other words, you're going to reverence the Lord your God forever. His hand is mighty. The hand of the Lord is mighty. It's mighty to save. It's not shortened like it says in Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59 verse number 1 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear." Amen. We serve a great God. That's able. Hallelujah. I mean, we serve a great God. God is saying to you and I in closing today, what is God saying to the church today? He is saying that you and I lack nothing. He is saying to you and I today, will you trust me with all your heart? Will you walk and answer the call of God on your life? Would you walk in the vision, seeing God is greater than any obstacle that we may face? Amen. You know, the word of God says in Philippians 4:19, "For my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." Could you stand with me in closing today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you're here today and you do not know Jesus as your Lord. God wants you to know that he loves you. He has a plan in your life. Amen. Maybe you drifted away. Maybe you're not at the place you once were. And you need to return to the Lord. You know, let's all just say a prayer. Maybe you're here today, and I'm not going to point you out. Maybe you're here today and you need Jesus. Can we just say this prayer together? Say, "Dear Jesus, thank you for the cross of Calvary. Thank you for paying the price for my sins. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me all my sins and writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole in Jesus' name. You know, you may say, well, that's just a short prayer. Well, that's all it takes. That's all it takes. All it takes is putting your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. You know, church, we make it so difficult for people to come to Jesus. The way is easy. It's easy to come to Jesus. Let's not make it so difficult. Let's not make it so hard. Can we lift our hands together and wait? I'd love to pray a corporate prayer. And if you will stand in agreement with me today and affirming that you heard the word today, that you hear the vision of the ministry, and that God wants to use you and I for the fulfillment of this great vision. So say, dear Lord, thank you for speaking to me today. I heard you, Lord, and now I'm going to put your word to practice. Father, I'm ready to go out and share your love with others. I even choose today to invite someone to your house. Your house will be called a house of prayer. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing, for the things we see and the things we don't. We just want to give you some praise in the house. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I pray blessings on your people today. Father God, I pray that your face shines upon them. I pray for you to bless their health and bless their wealth, bless their hands, their mouth, their feet, their Lord Jesus, may everything they put their hands to prosper. May they have Holy Ghost boldness to share your love with a lost and dying world. We're not going out in the world to see what's so wrong with the world. We're going out there to show them what's right with you. So, Father God, we pray that you be glorified and magnified in each life, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.